Right now, we are just doing completing our maiden resource. So we haven't published a resource yet, but that should be coming out of the next couple of months. We have about 48,000 meters of drilling that have been completed, that we've done another 10,000 meters of historical drilling, and that's all going into an initial resource. One of the things where we differ from a lot of our peer group is that because we built mines in Mexico in the past, we know how difficult, especially the permitting side of things was. So what we did is when we started exploration on the project and we started drilling and getting some good hits, and we had guys like Peter McGaw down saying, you know, this is a real discovery.
Good afternoon, Daryl Radar, Minorium Gold. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Let's start with just tell us about the project here. I'm not familiar with you, and give us a 30,000-foot view of what you guys are all about and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, sounds good. So we were originally formed privately as a Mag Gold, sort of had a number of the same founders as Mag Silver, similar business model, go into Mexico, look for tier one deposits. We were looking at the gold side. What ended up happening is over the years, we made some gold discoveries, but we really latched onto a silver project called the Alamo Silver District. And that's where we believe we're onto our next discovery. So what you see with Minorum is a team. We built mines before, especially in Mexico. We made a number of major discoveries with our geologists. And now we believe we're onto that next discovery. So we're just drilling it, getting our maiden resource out here shortly. The project's fully permitted, which is a little unique for Mexico, but we're focused on northern Mexico, silver, and a historic district called the Alamos Project.
Okay, so you threw me a curveball. I had no idea you're fully permitted to mine. I got a bunch of questions. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, wow. Very interesting. Okay, and you say you came from, for lack of a better word, you came from Mag Silver. Is that correct?
Yeah, the same founders of the company founded Mag, namely Dr. Peter McGaw.
I had no idea. Interesting. Okay. So, but what do you currently have? You said you have, what do you currently have? What kind of ounces in the ground? And we're dealing with gold. Is that correct? Or mostly with gold?
Actually, mostly silver, because we started as a gold company, but made the discovery in the silver space. Right now we are just doing completing our maiden resource. So we haven't published a resource yet, but that should be coming out of the next couple of months. We have about 48,000 meters of drilling that have been completed, that we've done another 10,000 meters of historical drilling, and that's all going into an initial resource. One of the things where we differ from a lot of our peer group is that because we built mines in Mexico in the past, we know how difficult, especially the permitting side of things was. So what we did is when we started exploration on the project and we started drilling and getting some good hits, and we had guys like Peter McGaw down saying, you know, this is a real discovery. We said, well, let's start permitting at the same time. And so what happened is while we were drilling the project, we were also permitting it. And because of COVID, we had to shut down our drill programs in two separate years. And what happened is sort of drilling was progressing like this, permitting like this, and then drilling stopped and permitting kept going. So we ended up in a situation where we're behind our peers in drilling, but we hope to catch up here in the next year. But at the same time, we surpassed virtually all of our peers on the permitting front, and we are fully permitted to do underground mining, and there's no constraint on the amount of tons we're allowed to mine on an underground basis.
Okay, so I'm laughing because I was not aware, and that's a good laugh. You just said something really key, underground mine. Is that correct?
Correct.
So this is not an open pit mine?
No, topographically, it's more suited to underground mining. This is a historic district that's had some significant ounces produced over the last 400 years. So there's already existing underground mines, and the roads are all in place for these underground mines. So it's relatively simple just to go in underground, not create much of an environmental disturbance. We have all the communities signed up on 29-year agreements that cover everything from exploration to production. So, you know, it just makes sense to go the underground route.
Well, yeah, and there's some there's some considerations going on right now with open pit mining in Mexico. And so that's what I think is very key to myself as a potential investor, as well as to all of our listeners. So please correct me if I'm wrong. You don't really have to deal with any of that because there was a ban, I want to say a ban or a halt, at least on open pit mining. That does not pertain to you in any way. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, no, that would not affect us. We received our mining permits quite a few years ago already, probably, 4 or 5 years ago now. We've had certain elements of our permits already renewed, even under the Obrador administration. So we're in a good position there moving forward. We're actually doing some advanced permitting right now for such things as explosives, water use, things of that nature. You know, the idea here is we've built enough mines in our career to know with this, our model isn't to build a mine here. Our model is to advance this project as far as we can and then sell it for top dollar. And we know that when mining companies come in looking for silver assets, they want to see size, but they want to see permits. They want to see community agreements in place. They want to see water, you know, explosives. They want to see, they have like a checklist internally that they want to see checked off. And we know what that checklist is. So that's why we're moving simultaneously between, you know, drilling. And then we're also working on getting all these intangibles done.
Well done, Daryl. Fantastic. I am very pleasantly surprised. And I mean that with all due respect to all of the mining companies that don't have permits in place or infrastructure in place, which is very expensive, as well as it can take a long time to build. Can you talk about at all about, and I understand if you can't, but I do want to ask again, can you talk about at all about what the ounces are in the ground and the grade that we're looking at?
So I can't say too much about the ounces yet because that we actually even have the draft resource yet from IMC out of Tucson, which is the independent group doing our initial resource. What I can tell you is that we drilled, as I said, about 48,000 meters of drilling. When you just take a weighted average of every single vein we intercepted over those 48,000 meters, our average width is just under 2 meters. Our average grade is about 315 silver grams per ton. Our average silver equivalent is just below 500 grams per ton silver equivalent. Silver, this is a silver dominant project, probably talking about 65% silver, but then you're getting a pretty strong copper, zinc, lead byproduct to it as well.
Okay, so there's, again, there's those possibilities as well to recruit money or just even also, I don't want to say even recruit, but to make money, I guess it would be, copper and lead. Is that correct?
Copper, zinc, and lead.
Copper, zinc, and lead. Got it. Okay. So what is really the plan here for over the next quarter and over the next, I would say, take me through to the end of the year?
So where we're at now is we want to get this initial resource out. We have a lot of drill results that are backed up. We had a bit of a hitch for the first time ever with our assay company in Mexico in the fall. And we basically had to re-assay all of our drilling in the fall. So that's why the resource is taking a little bit of a while. Yeah, we haven't had drill results out in a while, but we're finally getting them in. So we have a bunch of drill results, probably 3-4 news releases worth of it coming in the next couple of months here. Those drill results now that we're getting reassayed and getting those back will go into the updated resource. The updated resource is sometime the next 2 to 3 months, I would guesstimate right now. And the idea is get that initial resource out. What we'd like to target is something in the 40 to 50 million ounce pure silver range. Silver equivalent, you know, it'll, you know, 30, 40% above that. Ideally, where we see the company really getting sort of maximum value for its project, as I said, is catching up with our peer group, peers like GoGold, Vizsla, other guys like that, that are permitting, but we have our permits in place. And what we see is we need to get that resource as close to 100 million ounces, pure ounces as possible. So what we'd like to do is get this drilling done here, get it announced, get the resource out, and then right away start drilling to bridge that gap of whatever it may end up being between the first resource up to that 100 million ounce mark, and hopefully get 100 million ounce or something near that out by the end of this year.
Okay, excellent. If I can ask you some financial questions here, what kind of cash do you currently have? Are you sitting on to get this drill production done? Or get these done, pardon me?
I know what you mean. So we have approximately 2 million in the treasury. That is enough to get the resource done and out and get all those drill results in. After the resource is out, we'll see what we're going to do as far as the financing front. We'll still have probably close to 2 million in the treasury at that point, and then we can revisit the scenario or the situation, I should say. But we see the key is getting the resource out so that people can start comparing us to, you know, the other silver plays out there. And I think the key thing is, having been in the silver space almost my entire career, especially in Mexico, is, you know, there's a certain valuation that the optionality silver plays get. And then there's a much higher value that the higher grade silver ounces get, you know, everybody right. from the Silvercrest, Vizslas, Gatos, a lot of which are getting sold now. And we want to prove to the market that we're part of that higher group with the premium valuation. And that's what we're working towards.
Got it. Okay. Steve, did you have any questions here?
Yeah, I've got two questions that come off the bat. One is, you mentioned that your company is set apart because you have the permits. You're kind of behind in other areas maybe, but you're ahead permitting stuff. For our listeners, could you talk a little bit about how long the permitting could take in that area? How much catch up do the other companies need? And then the other question I have is, if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your team, you know, the history of your success. You mentioned some key people on your team. If you want to talk a little bit about how that differentiates you from other companies, maybe.
Well done, Steve. Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, that was. So I guess first off, on the permitting front, Your permits in Mexico come out of the environmental group called SEMARNAT, which is based in Mexico City, but it has state offices throughout Mexico. Depending what state you're in, will dramatically affect the amount of time it takes to get your permits. Open pit, as you had mentioned, Andy, is difficult at this point. Officially, it sounds like there is no difficulties, but from what I'm hearing from guys doing open pit permitting, it's been very, very slow. Underground has gotten slower. You know, our permits probably took 5 years to get into place. But the nice thing was we were drilling, so the market wasn't waiting for them. You know, it's different for a lot of the industry. When you get your resource out, then you typically permit. Everybody's sitting there waiting and nothing's happening. So I think for a lot of our peers, especially the ones in better states such as Sonora, Chihuahua, Durango, states like that, probably from just starting off the starting line to getting an underground mining permit is probably a 2.5 year process, I guesstimate right now. Other states, especially when you get to Guerrero or further south, Michoacán, places like that, you know, I'm hearing a lot of 3 to 3.5 year waits to get the permits in place. You know, the permits involve everything from environmental baseline studies. You're going to have to do flora, fauna, multi-year research projects, things like that, in order to get your full operating permit. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just here's our mine plan, this is what we're going to do. You're going to have to, especially in Mexico, you're going to have to monitor bats and the migratory trends. And that's a multi-year thing, water, air, testing, baselines, when you start drilling to starting to do development work. So I would say for most groups, probably 2.5 years out, if they've already started. One other thing I'll note is typically the way it works in Latin America is when there's a new government that comes in, they typically don't approve anything 6 months before an election, and then almost typically nothing gets done for almost a full year after an election. So there's a big pause right now in Mexico where we're hearing good things out of the administration, but those things are still coming.
Yeah.
As far as our backgrounds, I mentioned Dr. Peter McGaugh, founder of the company. Peter's sort of known as Mr. Silver in Mexico. He founded Mag Silver, which is just a great success, probably has the highest silver grade project right now anywhere in the world.
I'm an investor.
Yeah, probably a happy investor too, the way it's going. he's done really well there. He was part of the group that put Exelon Silver into production as well in the Platosa project. He discovered Platosa. He discovered Juanicipio, which is Mag's project. He brought Minorum in to Mexico, and that's where we started cutting our teeth. My background is I was part of the team that put together Energold Drilling and then ultimately Impact Silver in Mexico. I also founded a company called Defiance Silver, which is drilling in Mexico off a silver deposit up in Zacatecas.
I'm all through finance.
Yeah. So we started that company. Geez, like, oh, wait, I guess it would have been. It's been a long haul. But yeah, so we've been involved in a number of discoveries, as I've said, and the deposit side's putting these things into production. And then we have other guys like Ruben Padilla on our team, who is one of the key Cisco geologists doing a lot of the work up in Tintic, and has a number of discoveries to his credit as well. So what I would say is we have a history of making big discoveries, a lot of discoveries, and enough, let's say, to know that with Alamos, we believe we're onto a big one, but it isn't our model here to put it into production because we're explorationists at heart.
Sure.
Let's, Steve, did you have anything else?
Well, thank you for answering the question. I was curious to see if you can talk about any news that might be coming up in the next quarter.
Yes, a lot of drill results here with us. We have a lot of drill results coming out. We're just sort of working our way through them, figuring out what order to release them that makes sense because of this. You know, I've been in Mexico for 25 years. And we've never had a problem with assay labs, and this is the first time. But talking to some of the industry, we're not the only ones. I think what happens is, you know, you get these constrictions in the market. Nobody does a lot of work, and then suddenly the market raises money in the summer and the fall. Everyone starts spending money, so the labs suddenly ramp up, hire a lot of new guys, and apparently didn't train some of them as well as they should have. So that's why we have checks and standards that we put in our assays to make sure that the correct numbers come out. We have, probably almost, let's estimate right now, probably 5,000 meters of drilling to come out in drill results over the next quarter. So probably at least three news releases, if not more. And then the resource should follow shortly thereafter.
Fantastic. Steve, you stole my question. Do you have anything else, Steve?
Yes, sure. How many shares outstanding do you guys have fully diluted?
So fully diluted, we have it's about 426 million shares outstanding. Not fully diluted is about 396. The warrants, for the most part, are out of the money. Most of them are at 34 cents. And then we have some options that are mostly out of the money. They're priced the majority at 40 cents, which is more sort of our traditional trading range. Today, we're trading at about 20 cents.
Got it. Anything, Daryl, did you want to share with all the viewers and listeners just over the next quarter and that they need to be aware of?
You know, as I sort of mentioned, we're playing catch up with our peer group. And I think this quarter will be a big step forward towards catching up at least part of the way. You know, for those of you that follow Mexican silver, I think we're going to please a number of people with the kind of grades we're going to get out, the kind of widths we're drilling. And I think, you know, I haven't seen any drafts to the resource yet, but I'm looking forward to that. And once we get, you know, drafts, and it's a matter of a few weeks later, getting the final and releasing that to the market. So it's going to be a real telling time for Manorm investors over the next quarter here.
Excellent. Where can people find you? Give your website and then also give your ticker symbols and where they can buy you if they want to buy your stock.
Yeah. So our website is Manorum, MINAURUM.com. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange at MGG. And we're also traded on the over-the-counter QX market in the United States at MMRGF.
Excellent. Daryl, I want to thank you so much. Thanks for coming on. Steve will put all of this information in the show notes, both on the YouTube channel as well as on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And we look forward to following your story.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
Daryl. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it, Daryl.